Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest tonight. Tonight, I am interviewing the President of the United States, George W. Bush. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
Thank you and good evening.
You know, my first question to you, Mr. President, is what do you think about me getting rid of my last girlfriend, Alina? She was a pain in the ass, wasn't she?
Good riddance.
Yeah, I thought you'd agree with me on that one, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
And that's the truth.
So my first real question to you is, what do you think the consequences are going to be about the extra 21,500 troops to Iraq?
Damn the consequences.
Really? I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sure a lot of Americans are pretty pissed at you right now for saying that, but hey, you know what? It's your ass, not mine, pal. Anyway, next question is, what do you think about the whole going through people's mail and eavesdropping thing?
I think it's perfectly reasonable.
Really? I wonder what else goes through your head at times. That's okay. What are you doing tonight, Mr. President?
Party tonight.
Oh, yeah? Is there anything good going to be at that party?
Drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, and what happens if the press finds out? What are you going to say?
It didn't happen.
Back to your Iraq thing for a second. I'm just curious. What if the surge doesn't work out and, you know... What are you going to do between the Sunnis and Shiites? What's going to happen?
With nuclear arms or a full arsenal of chemical and biological weapons.
Really, that's a pretty powerful step. I don't think you should really do that, because then you'd probably put us in World War IV. So, what makes you think you can get away with that anyway?
I talked to my dad.
Yeah, and what did your father have to say about the whole thing?
That needs to be fixed.
Really? Obviously it needs to be fixed, but, you know, how are you going to fix it?
It's fuzzy math.
Right, I got you. It's not like 2 plus 2. It's like 2 plus 2 divided into 16 minus 49, carry the 3. It's all, you know, it's understandable. So, yeah. You have any other, you know, there are any other options, maybe?
I want you to be on my team.
I appreciate the offer, Mr. President, but seriously, it's not, you know, I'm not really a team player in these sort of things. I kind of stay away from these things, especially when I didn't start it and I had nothing to do with it.
That is your right.
So, Mr. President, who do you go and play golf with?
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, he's the only one. Is there anybody else?
Harvey Pitt.
Really? I heard you're a pretty good golfer. I heard you can kick Tiger Woods' ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you ever gotten any hole-in-ones?
Not only once, but twice.
Really, that's pretty good, Mr. President. Very nice, very nice. Yeah, so what else is new?
You've got the documents.
Yeah, and what are you going to do about me having the documents?
Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy.
Yeah, and what did Condi and Andy have to say? What did you tell them?
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that.
Come on, just let me keep the documents. Come on. Isn't it cool if I keep the documents?
It's not.
Oh, man. Come on. You know what? I'm just going to keep the documents anyway. I really don't care.
I hope you're proud.
You know what? I am proud, and I'm done with this interview. So you have a good night, Mr. Bush, and I will see you on TV. Or, yeah, whatever. Bye.
Good night.